Random thought. If you're getting your party on, include standing on the table where people eat, you will never, ever walk through the gate to my home. Not even in the backyard, you disrespectful, nail polish, needing a fill-in wearing, got your braids tightened up, insecure, excuse of a man.
I did that once.
Damn it, you would have.
It was New Year's Eve, 1999. We're hammered at this party. I just jumped on the person's coffee table at my house. Jumped on and girl got in front of me. We're just up there dancing on the coffee table.
I would have kicked your ass out. Get out. Get out.
That's what you do when you're young.
No, I don't give a damn. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been elsewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, like this one. We are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 18. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Well, look, you know, the morning after all the stuff happened, Mimi saw it too. Chelsea, we're all watching the same things.
And really, her stuff is good. Don't get me wrong. It was hilarious. I enjoyed it. I just had to laugh when I heard chopping.
Well, not everybody listened to classical music, man. I mean, we all did when we watched Bugs Bunny. We just had no idea what it was.
Thank you. I learned about Chopin from Bugs Bunny.
Well, yeah, I learned who it was and all that stuff was after my brother started playing. I had no choice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pimp Named Slickback hitting us with this early super chat. Says, y'all notice Cam didn't defend Michelle at dinner.
Yeah, because he couldn't. Because she opened her mouth. He told her loose lips and chips.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, babe, you're on your own. I got your back if it gets crazy, but handle it.
He had her back when they went to bed, I guarantee you. He's like, I got you.
Back, baby. Front, side.
Side to side. Front, back, side to side. He's like, baby, you know what I told you. Don't do that.
Told you
what happens
if
you don't listen to me. When this, I had to treat you like I treat my players. When they go out there and just run their own plays, I call the play for a reason.
Why are you pulling up threes? You're supposed to do a layup. I called it a layup. You over here shooting threes.
I know you like Steph Curry, but you're not. Shout out to Karen. Thank you for the super chat. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, Karen, thank you.
And Chocolate Sooner says he liked those loose... well, she meant to say loose lips then.
No, I know what she meant.
Loose pipes, that might be an insult.
That's different.
Damn, let's get this thing started. Oh, my God. Well, speaking of Cameron, so he comes in talking about the shitty 2010s rap music. And you know, when people say rap music, they're not into hip hop, right? But then he also asks, is everyone okay? And Devin makes the announcement that, hey, nah, let me tell you about me and Caitlin, because I'm headed back to Seattle solo dolo.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Devin said they didn't see eye to eye and their communication's not up to par. Mm-hmm. And he said he's not going to fall into that toxic pattern. So I like how he's calling her out subtly. And mm-hmm. then, of course, she tries to chime in. He's like, no, that's because you don't listen. That's the problem. So she got the last word, and it was just him, those two. He shut that stuff down. So I was like, good for you, Devin.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Now, did you notice that Cameron made a joke that Mecca was trying to do a couple swap the night before?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice Belle wasn't laughing?
Of course not. Of course not. Like I said, a couple swap, that's crazy. I'm like, actually, it's been done, and it was successful.
It was. So,
Still going. Still going. They're about to get married. I mean, so, maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Or maybe what he's saying, couple swap. No. I just wanted your woman and his woman. I didn't want to swap nothing.
I just wanted a taste. I don't want to have her. Just want a sample.
Hey, Sly says, Devin was so happy, finally. Yes, he was. Yep. Kendra giving Devin an applause right there. damn, Toya.
They're an amazing couple. Stop it.
Mrs. Taji says, Cam always instigating. Yeah. You know, here's the thing, though. Was he instigating? Because think about this. Mecca did say to the producers and to us that he sees Caitlyn as a really, really, really good friend.
Really? It's too many reallys. It's too many reallys for someone you want to swap with. That's a lot of reallys. That wouldn't bother me.
Not only that. When you say, oh, she's a really good friend. Here's the thing about that. And I don't know if you ever did this, but when people would ask questions and you didn't want to really give them answers, hey, what's up with you and so-and-so? Oh, she cool peoples. That was my way to tell you, mind your damn business, whether you caught it or not. But cool peoples is very nondescript. Really, really, really good friend is pretty nondescript.
Maybe. I didn't have a phrase. I was just like, oh, yeah, I know her. Yeah, she cool.
She cool.
She cool, hang out.
There you go.
And then pull of bad boys. Yeah, she massages shit.
That's a little too forward. Yeah, you give it all the information.
Yeah, I know. This is what happens when I have a couple bourbons before going live.
By the way, Toya says, Belle was too quiet for me given what happened in the Chicago season.
Well, you got to assume that she saw that.
Ah, that's true too. But even still, but I'm not surprised by anything Belle does now, because every time I try to think that she's going to do something different, she doesn't. Assumpta B says, Mecca is showing more kindness and doggy tongue to Michelle and Caitlyn than his gorgeous way out of his league wife. Absolutely true.
Yep, true.
Now, notice that Mecca also says there may have been a point in the night where for Devin, it went too far. No, he knew he went too far.
Yeah.
He knew that.
Yeah. He knew that, and Devin checked him for it.
Yeah, I'm glad Devin did.
Yeah.
Because come to find out, Mecca overstepped, Devin stepped to him, he apologized, and according to Devin, then he went away. Because he was like, I can't fight him.
No. No. People that play rugby love that. They like fight. Because it's just work. Rugby is just one big fight.
Yeah. Fighting is just foreplay.
Yeah. He's just getting them turned on. Devin's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I thought it was interesting that Devin went to go talk to Mecca and Belle before he left, right? And even though Mecca's saying he can't help but help but feel like he's responsible, meanwhile, he's still kind of laughing at this whole thing, right?
Well, Devin's a stand-up guy. He's just saying bye to everybody. Mm-hmm. And there was no issue for him and Mecca. Because he tells Mecca, hey, you're not responsible for what happened, but it was the straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. But he's not blaming. He said, no, we're cool. And you got to respect that.
Yeah, I definitely respect that. Meanwhile, this jackass Courtney clone is dropping the WWTs and claiming that this is the most vulnerable love I've ever been in my life.
So misunderstood. Stop it. No, you need to lay on the couch and talk to somebody about your problems before you start dating anybody else.
Yeah. Well, you know, you see her watching Devin drive away. She has to beg for a ride with Michelle and Cameron. Anybody want to take me home? When you get left behind?
Yeah. That's funny if they'd have been like, oh, well, we got plans. Maybe Uber? You can get you an Uber.
You can call one on your phone, not an app.
Yeah, so. On your
phone. And did you catch Caitlyn trying to look for sympathy from Michelle and Cameron? I'm sorry it all blew up, guys. While they're riding on the way back to Seattle?
Yeah, but I mean, I really hope, because I don't believe in like hating people or whatever. I just hope that Caitlyn will watch this back and just take some time to process this and work on trying to be a better person, because it's sad to see. And if she thinks this is just how she should be and some guy is going to fall for that,
right?
She's going to be single for a long time, or she's going to go back to dating abusive, toxic dudes.
Right.
And that's even worse.
Or like JC said, she wanted him now that he was mean to her. Which, you know, it's the interesting thing, because Eli, not Manning, says, I still don't understand why Belle had so much to say to Nikki at the table, but was mute during this Mecca and Caitlyn situation.
But she's been mute a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she hasn't really said anything. even to Mecca, right? So she hasn't really gone off and said anything. So I don't know. Maybe that's just her MO. She's non-confrontational.
She is very non-confrontational. Because, yeah, even when Mecca took her upstairs last episode, and she was there, but then, all right, let's go down. Let's put on this good face for everybody downstairs.
Yeah. And
is that part of her performance?
Could be.
Or as Toya calls it, the Beyonce mute challenge?
Beyonce mute challenge.
Meanwhile, Belle, Mecca, and Nikki, they're riding back together since Sean is no longer there, and which makes me wonder, how did Belle and Mecca get there in the first place? Because Nikki and Sean rode it by themselves.
Good question.
But Mecca, is he looking for sympathy too?
Who knows? He's like, I feel like I'm calling myself an idiot, feeling like he did whatever at the expense of other individuals. And Nikki tells him, hey, let's give ourselves some grace. But I don't know what he's wanting from that, why he even said that. You know what you did, and you happily did it.
Yeah. No, indeed. Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, Deja says Belle out loud was talking about Sean, but was really referring to Mecca in her heart. Meanwhile, Kevin says Belle is trying to make it to the end so she can finance studio time to finish her album.
Finish?
Well, because now you got to put all the extra special stuff on there.
Yeah, I'm like,
give
finish?
It that sound. Stop it. And JC said they rode up with Devin and Caitlin. Okay, I missed that. I figured, yep. Which, I mean, and Devin's like, y'all on your own. Maybe that's why he went back to tell him, hey, man, I'm out. Y'all got to find your own ride back.
Yeah.
That could have been it, too. Then I thought the best line leaving the retreat had to come from Adam, because it was Marissa, Adam, Tori, and Felipe.
Yeah. And I forget what Felipe had said, but Adam made the comment that Felipe and Tori walk so Devin and Caitlin can run.
Yes. Great line, because as they talk about, you know, Tori says she won the weekend, the argument of the weekend and all this, because they started everything else off. They started all the arguments when they got there, and then they were good. Caitlin and Devin were supposed to be good. Then all of a sudden that went the other way. And this is the one time I'm seeing everybody actually having something good to say about Adam. Adam's comment was hilarious. That was hilarious. So
that's that IQ we've been looking for. That quick wit,
it comes in handy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out to everybody rocking with us, whether you're here now as part of the live crew or later watching this as part of the replay gang. Do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRD Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time. With Terrell.
On the screen? Not over your left shoulder anymore?
Yeah. I fixed it. That's...
You're like, just in case it moved again. Yeah,
just in case it moved. I'm like, I got it. I fixed it.
To the replay gang, do us a favor, hit that hype button. And to all of our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And if you'd like support in style, check out the merch store. It's over Terrell's left shoulder. Yes.
It is.
Scan the QR code, and thank you in advance for your support. And everyone, do us a favor. Let us know that you're still here with us. You made it this far, and you're ready to continue to all the after-retreat stuff. And leave the word. We'll do this in honor of Adam. We'll go with run.
R-U-N.
For everybody that's happy that Devin's finally run away from Caitlin, drop run in the comments to let us know that you're here rocking with us moving forward, right?
Yeah.
We do see Nikki and Sean, and we get a quick glimpse of them at first, but nothing really there except her waiting up for him, which does that show that she at least does have some inkling of care for this man?
I mean, it does. I even said it, I think maybe last recap, that maybe we were wrong about Nikki and Sean, and maybe they are in a good place. She drank some tea to stay up to wait for him to get home. He brought some food. She's kissing him and greeting him like she's attracted to this man.
Right.
And I feel like everything is good until it's not.
Yeah. Well, we see them at dinner, right? And everything's good. Again, a perfect way to describe this, because they go to dinner, everything seems good. Then all of a sudden, he's like, well, fill me in. And she brings up the whole 10 versus 7 comment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Sean says, wait a minute, do you remember what happened right before I said that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it actually happened? Because she doesn't seem to remember it.
She didn't say it didn't happen. And she even owned it and said, hey, you know what? Yep, I did that. And I'm sorry I made him feel that way. Mm-hmm. But she apparently grabbed, they were doing something. And she grabbed him by the chubbies and was like, look at you. Look at you. Now, anybody that has a gut, whether you're working on it, not working on it, you don't like that, right? I mean, imagine if you do that, if it was the other way around, if she was a little thick and he walked up and grabbed her stomach like, look at you, and kind of shaking it. So that pissed him off, and he thought, let me get back at her by saying, hey, here in Seattle, you're a 10, but back where I'm from, you're a 7. Now, what I also don't like is Nikki didn't tell that side of the story to the ladies. She just told what was said to her, but she didn't add that part. Context matters.
Okay. But she also said she didn't remember. So does that, do you give it an excuse?
Of course she didn't remember. Like Mecca didn't remember saying, pretty enough for me. And we gave him a hard time. Why can't Nikki get the same smoke?
She can get that smoke. Even though Mimi's saying, I don't believe Sean. I got to see the footage. That's just because you don't like Sean, right? Because even Nishijin says, Sean is hilarious to me. He is a terrible partner, but nonetheless hilarious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, say it happened. Do you agree with him making that comment after, though?
No, you should never say something like that. What he should have said is, hey, I know I have a gut. I see it. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about it, and I'm working on it. But when you do that, it makes me feel self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he should have said. If that was the issue, tell her that. But don't try to knock her down. Mm-hmm. Because you can't do, I feel like, no, I've never been married before, but I feel like if you're in a relationship and you got a partner, you don't knock each other down. You deal with all that shit outside in the real world every day, that your person should be your safe space and the person that builds you up, your cheerleader. You'd never knock them down. So he shouldn't have done that.
How about this one says, he asked her to grab him in the beginning. Or D. Michelle says, had he touched her hair, it would have been on. She touched his gut. He touched her hair.
This is long, but it's not long enough for me.
Is it yours?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a big advocate. When you're in a relationship, you don't talk shit.
No, you don't.
Your partner. You ever.
By the way, Kevin says Nikki is trying. If HR don't work out, she has a career in acting for sure.
True.
And Coach Run says that post-nut clarity is undefeated. Nikki gave Sean a job, an HJ, and his attraction for her came and left as soon as he did.
Now, we don't know what happened. They just explored some more physical intimacy, but she said it wasn't, you know, sex. So I don't want to put that out there in the ethos, because that's what she did. But you're right. You're right. He got something out the deal, so now he's like, I got my ROI.
Whatever it was.
I'm out. Yeah.
The clarity is there. Because we're seeing his attitude change completely, right? Yeah. Brandy says he's too petty. I absolutely agree. And Monica says tit for tat, Sean. And that's the problem, because I know you don't like that tit for tat as well, too. So, but we do see the other side of Sean, because everybody's got to pack up and, you know, separate because decision day is coming up. And Sean does ask Nikki, as she's going through packing her stuff up, if she's made a decision. Mm-hmm. And Nikki says she has to pray on it. Is that a good sign?
That's what Black people say all the time. Let me pray on it. How you doing? Oh, I've been sick. I got my knees been acting up. I'm going to pray on it. We say that all the time. I don't know if he took it. Seems like he took offense to it.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, okay, he asked her a question and then I thought what he did after that was pretty petty. Was he having a terrible moment?
Well, whoa.
Not in a relationship, but I think you in a business meeting would cut that short real quick too, though.
No, in a because what Yanni's referring to is my impatience, and so it happened is
when we hit a certain time on the show, he always has this look that comes over.
He knows my look where I'm like, we need to wrap this up. I kind of gloss, and even I do this at work in meetings. My boss knows that we have like a 1 hour meeting, and we get to that 45-50 minute mark, and I'm just like, I said everything I had to say. I'm good. And she's like, I can tell you're done. I'm like, yeah, I'm all good. Thanks. Great chat. So I do that all the time. Sorry. So what happened with Sean here is Nikki's packing up she pulls out her wedding dress and she's like, oh, you know, so he says, how does it feel packing up your dress? Mm-hmm. And she says, it's the end of a chapter and curious to see what the next chapter is going to be. And he says, hey, that's great. But I want to know I want a feeling response.
Right.
And so she goes, oh, okay, feeling. And then she starts going in on how it makes her feel, right? And after a while, he's like, yeah, I don't need a whole thing. And she's like, what? Totally cut her off.
Yo, that was so rude.
It's so disrespectful. It's so disrespectful the way he did that. Oh. Yeah, you asked her, tell me how you feel. And so she's like, oh, we're about to get deep and talk about feelings. And then he's like, yeah, I don't need all that. I just, it was awful. It was just awful.
And here's the thing. I was being funny because I know this irritated you as well to see him do this, because you don't ask the question and then not, and then cut them off and go like, all right, that's too long. No, that's good.
Yeah, could you imagine, like, hey, Yanni, how's your day going? Oh, it's great. I got this and I got a promotion. I don't want to hear all that shit.
Just say it was good
and
keep it moving.
Just say good and keep it moving. I don't need no details.
I made it a terrible moment just to see your reaction, to be quite honest. Because, you know, here's the funny part, because you literally just came off of talking about you don't say certain things in a relationship. You don't argue in that one, right? But here's the thing. They go through this whole process and it feels very like it came out of a therapy session as they're going down. But let's go down this, this, and this. Figure this, and let's each speak our piece and be done. They leave on a even note, I guess. I wouldn't say a happy note. But it looked like they cut off, the producers edited it and cut it off as soon as the door closed, because it looked like he was about to turn around and go, whew, finally,
yeah,
peace and quiet.
Yeah, I really think that Sean is this way. Well, let me ask the chat. Mm-hmm. Do y'all think if Nikki was actually attracted to Sean from the beginning and they actually had a whole better start to their relationship than what we've seen, do you think he would still be this way? Because I feel like everything he's doing is kind of payback for how she treated him or whatever. So now he's trying to make her seem smaller, going from looks, her house, her cooking. He's knocking everything he can down.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, that's a great point. And I'll say this because that's still him. It would have come out. The question is when, right? But we said this from the beginning. The way she treated him in the beginning was not nice.
Yeah.
Right? And therefore, for him, this has been the revenge game, is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Right? It really feels like he's on a mission to get back to what she did to him in the beginning, because she was not nice to him at all, right? By the way, shout out to Intelligent AJ, new channel member, YouTube channel member, one of the regulars, one of us.
I think Sean put his strategy together as soon as he came out swinging with that robe on. It's like, I'm good now.
Yes.
Now you're going to get the real me.
Which is why he purposely walked out like...
Yeah. Yeah. So America can see, dancing. A little robe, wide open, a little blurred out spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's when he put his strategy together to say, you know what, I'm about to shut this down.
I think Sean would be this way no matter what. Sean is a special character. Assam Tabi says, if Nikki says yes, she deserves all the bullshit and 20 seconds sink baths coming her way. Falcon says, in my opinion, yes. Marie says, no wedding book or photos. You know what? You're right. We didn't see that with them. Sly has another thought, though. It probably made Nikki's night. Now she can cut him with no issues.
Yeah. I mean, I think this gives her all the information she needs to say, yeah, it's going to be a no for me. Now, the question is, I can't wait for their decision day, because you can either say no amicably or you can say no and be rude and disrespectful. And I'm just wondering what's going to happen with these chicks. I feel like there's not going to be a nice no on both sides. It's going to go down.
Pimp name Slick Mac, you ain't slick. Thank you for the super chat.
Wow.
You ain't slick. You realize what we have not been doing all season long.
Yeah.
He said, sure, if Nikki turned into Nick, you're wrong. I just want to point that out. You're wrong. Right. And I'm mad at you for making me have to read that. Happy Gardner says yes, Terrell. J-Roll says yes, because it is who he is. He's just a little jerky. And Mimi says he might just be an ass. I would agree.
Could be.
Oh, man. You know, the other melanated couple, Belle and Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
They're out, go for a walk, sit down in front of the water, having a conversation. I've heard of glass half full. Matter of fact, I kind of live by that, right? I live by the glass half full mentality. But Belle takes it to a completely another delusional level. I can't stick up for her anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I can't.
I can't either. And I think I mentioned this yesterday, that I think Mecca is trying to do this on purpose, to make Belle say no. And that way it's not him, because look at what he tells her. He said that she shouldn't have to be put in these situations that he's putting her in. And then he says that she shouldn't have to keep putting up with his disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Then stop doing it. But you keep doing it. But you're doing it to make her say no on decision day when you're trying to say you're going to say yes.
Yes. Chakrasuna, absolutely right. She don't want to be saved, because seriously, this man is, if he's saying that he knows how to treat her, then why won't he just do it right?
Right.
But she's always making excuses for him, right? I mean, think about this. Back at the crib, after he told her while they were sitting down, it's still a yes for him.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the crib, he's like, well, Michelle and Cameron are the only ones on Yes Island. Wait a minute. Didn't y'all tell the group before anybody else said anything that y'all made a decision it was going to be a yes? So y'all should have been king and queen of Yes Island.
Yes. Should have. And she says that, you know, she's swimming around Yes Island. But it's crazy, because he also told her that, you know, he'd asked her at one point, what does she need to hear to say yes? And he says that if his actions causes her to say no on decision day, then he gets it and will respect that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not somebody who's like checked out.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to leave and you don't think I'm the right one for you, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But is what it is.
Here's the problem with this. I hear those words and I know what you're saying, but I feel that's the hope she keeps giving us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Nikki B says, I've tapped out on Belle, right? Mrs. Taji, Belle, have some respect for yourself. Or like Toya says, Belle is fighting for her black man, honey, because she's constantly doing that. Because think about this. Belle says, since you're so good at knowing what's on my mind, read my mind. Mm-hmm. And this egotistical bastard is like, well, I think he's handsome. Mm. I'm really attracted to him, and he's going on all these things. And to be fair, this is all Belle's fault, because these are all the things he keeps saying over and over again about how attracted she is to him and how he isn't attracted to her, and she's still putting up with this.
Yeah. She is. And then she said that she keeps thinking of how he has handled situations, how he's taken accountability for the things that he has done. Mm-hmm. So she's still, you know, speaking to him in a positive light after he's disrespected her week over week.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the part that really irks me, right? Pimp named Slipback says, thank you again for the super chat. Says Mecca wants to go home but wants Bell to do it. I believe that too, right? So that he can come off as the good guy. But Mecca says he adores Bell, cares about her, and has fallen in love with the way she cares and nurtures, mm-hmm. right? And here's where the delusion kicks into another. I mean, just when I thought it couldn't go any higher, it goes up another notch. Because Bell tries to give him a pass for not saying that he's in love with her, because the things he says he loves, those make up who she is. So it's okay.
Well, he's kind of like saying, I love you, no, without saying, I love you.
Stop it.
No, but that's what that is. I love this about you. No. I love all these things. I love your personality.
No.
I love you. You know, he doesn't like her body, but he loves everything
else.
Then
he don't love her.
Well, true. But in her mind, what she's hearing is he loves me. He just doesn't want to say it.
Yeah, which is delusional. It's delusional.
Yeah.
And this is why I am just like, I'm done. I'm done. And yes, Chaka Sunameka has been all over these threads. He doesn't give two shits at all. Everything he's been posting, commenting to other people, well, you don't know, you don't. Yeah, whatever, man. He played with her, and I'm sorry. We've said this many times.
Yeah.
A man will only treat you the way you allow him to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. Because if you don't allow him to, he can't.
Yep.
And any man in the live chat, any man on the replay gang can confirm that. You can't treat a woman a way that she doesn't allow you to. Plain and simple.
Right. True.
I need her to demand some respect. Plain and simple. By the way, Nisha Shigin says, I'm convinced Mecca doesn't want to be the one to end it, so he's trying to do things that's going to make her leave him, but it's not working. Do you feel like he's been trying to do that all season long?
Yeah.
Feels like it.
I mean, because remember, he wouldn't really touch her, wouldn't have sex. Finally, right. He said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Begrudgingly slept with her.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it seemed like.
That's what it feels like, really.
And I thought maybe that was going to be the turnaround for them, that once they consummated their relationship, it was going to get better. And it just seemed like it got worse.
Yeah.
Subtly. Got worse. They'd have good moments and he would just do like drop big bombs.
Yeah. And it's still not sending her anyway. She's staying right there. Something to Be says, I love Belle. Belle grew up in a very unstable environment, but with a strong mother made her strong and protective. That's why she's protecting this Omarion wannabe looking fool.
Mm-hmm. Omarion wannabe.
Oh, man. What did you think of Marissa and Adam when they were sick together?
Yeah. So I guess they got COVID and the flu. Mm-hmm. What was funny to me is Marissa liked that sick Adam, because sick Adam wasn't as intense as healthy Adam. He's just chilled. Mm-hmm. And he's still making her soup and all that. So I thought that was nice. I mean, if you're going to be sick with your partner, enjoy being around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is a good thing. And that, by the way, sorry, I almost missed this one here. Super chat from Pimp Named Slipbacks is the one if Mecca is related to Sincere.
Nah.
Nah.
Yeah, don't put that on Sincere.
they're both in bad boats, but yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that whole conversation with Marissa and Adam talking about living conditions after decision day?
This conversation annoyed me because originally Adam was saying that she should live in his place because his place is so awesome with the tarp on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been saying that, hey, you know what? The more I think about it, maybe living in my place might not be the best. Yes, you got a freaking homeless person that crashes at your place all the time. You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So his suggestion is maybe we can find a place downtown and then it'll maybe have a gym that's close by that, you know, we can work out together. You can come to the gym with me. I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, why? You're ruining the moment. You And like his eyes lit up.
Yes.
His eyes lit up at the thought of you coming to the gym with me and working out. No.
But you know what I saw in his eyes? I saw Sean.
Yeah.
Because what he said was, because compromise. And I was like, you asshole. That was so, because he's like, oh yeah, I'll get out of my Playboy house shack and come live in the city close to your job because I can work from anywhere.
Right.
If you go to the gym with me.
Yes.
And learn pickleball. I'm like, yeah. Like Steffi says, sick Adam gave me hope. Then he brought up going to the gym together again. Michelle and Cameron, on the other hand, they had a final date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And interesting in this one was that Michelle was considering changing jobs because she likes Cam more than she likes her job. Good.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Was, he told us, like, because she was talking about moving to Portland. He's like, no, but you love your job. She goes, yeah, but I love you more than my job.
Like.
Okay, I like you more. You're right. You're right. You're right. They've never said love yet?
No, I don't think. Let us know, because she mentioned at the end of this of their date that they still haven't said the L word, and maybe she should say it first. But I don't think they've said the L word.
I don't know why I thought they did. I don't know why I thought they did.
Let Tyrone know he's wrong.
Yeah,
they haven't.
I hope I am. I don't know. I just something thought they did. I just think it's beautiful that she says that she likes him more than her job, and she because mm-hmm. you can find a good job anywhere. But once you I'm a hopeless romantic. Once you find that person, it doesn't matter. Where you work, the distance, you're going to find a way to make it work. And I like how she's willing to compromise. Where before, it was all on him to compromise because she wanted to raise kids in Seattle. She wanted him to move to Seattle. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was great.
By the way, getting a couple in here. Monica says, not yet. Marie says, they haven't said it yet. And Mimi says, they haven't. So they haven't said it yet. So
I was wrong.
That's why. I do like that Michelle, in the same time, even though I do see here... Michelle sounds like a fool. Taylor Mays said Michelle sounds like a fool. No, I mean, because she said she was going to look at changing jobs anyway at some point. This would just speed up the process, right? So I'm not mad at her for that. But she says, Cam, I need you to talk through your feelings with me, though, which I think was a great thing to mention, because guys, we can get in our heads and not do that.
True. And Cam admits that he's an overthinker and always thinks about the what ifs. But he also knows how this relationship has felt different than anything he's had before. And he doesn't feel freaked out or emotional about it. So I'm like, good. This means this is right. If you're not worried, not freaked out about it, not going all the what ifs in this relationship.
Right.
Run with it.
By the way, shout out pimp name Slipback. Thank you for the super chat. Says, I don't know how long do you guys think Cam and Michelle can go before the money thing becomes an issue? Because remember, that's what Sean brought up, that, you know, Michelle is compromising because his 60 to 70K is far away from 150K that she said was her minimum.
Did he say he made 60 to 70?
I don't think he gave a number. I think this
is more. I don't think he gave a number. He just said, when she said 150, he's like, I don't make that. You know, but again, I think if you love somebody, that's something that could be worked out. She makes a lot of money in tech. Now, the other thing that he has to think about is if he keeps excelling as a coach, well, then what happens if he gets another school? Then he has to move. I have a cousin that's a special teams coach, NCAA special teams coach. He's been, I don't know, 10 different universities. And almost like every 2 years, every year, him and his family are packing up and moving. So I think all that can work out, you know? So I don't think it's going to be that big of an issue for them.
J-Rose says they'll be fine. Miss Carla says she won't care. She's making enough money. And if he is feeling, here's the difference. And we talk about this when people don't do it, right? Because guys have, except Terrell, have a short list of things, right? Boxes to check, right? Terrell has a long list. Now, most women have a long list, right? And if her long list, he's checking every box except the money. For some people, that would be enough to say no. That would be enough to walk away. But there are women out there who will say, he doesn't make this, but there's the potential and everything else is good. And it's not like he has the potential to make a hell of a lot more than she does. Now, granted, where he is a long way from the NBA or D1 basketball, but anything right. can happen and it right. can change. So he's got bigger earning potential than she does right now.
Yeah, and being on this show kind of puts him on the map a little bit.
Chocolate Sooner says added to the list.
Oh, Jesus.
By the way, shout out to Kevin. Thank you for the super chat. It says Adam has to stop. He is too intense. I'd say what you said, what you put in there, the emojis. We don't know that for a fact, but I get what you said.
I can't even see what those emojis are. My glasses aren't working today.
Oh, then oh yeah, you got to turn them on.
Yeah, no, I'm having an eye issue today where I'm like I'm even squinting.
It's a nostril and a yeah. I guess you figured
it out. Oh, got it.
You'll figure the rest out.
Booger sugar. A little booger sugar.
Yeah.
Got it.
Even though Marie does say money does matter, love doesn't pay the bills. Yeah, but money and no love don't mean shit.
Yeah, true. I mean, how many people are in relationships with guys that make a lot of money?
Yeah.
But you don't get treated really well. Mm-hmm. And then they cheat on you a lot.
Now, Troy says, man, coaching is up and down. A couple of bad seasons, she could be the sole earner. Could be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Miss That'll Carla. Change if they have some kids. That'll change.
Yeah, it will. It will. It will. We do see Felipe with his mom and friend Nan, right?
Friend, because she okay. seemed...
Okay, it wasn't just me because no. I was literally stop reading my mind because I was literally about to ask you, is it me or was she given the just say the word Felipe?
That's the vibe I got. She had that look in her eyes like, if he decides to stop hoeing, I'm interested.
Because I was like, wait a minute, but what do you think of this whole conversation? Because Felipe says the rest of his life he is going to say stupid shit.
Yeah, because he feels he can't be himself around Tori. Mm-hmm. And his friend says that, hey, you said stupid shit the day I met you. Mm-hmm. But I've known you for 8 years, and we know that you're harmless. Mm-hmm. You know, and she says maybe Tori will come around to that. But I think the key is that he feels he can't be himself around her. So, and that's he doesn't know what he wants to do when it comes to decision day. If he wants mm-hmm. to be married or stay single. Which that tells me that's your answer.
Yeah, because if you have to ask that question, you already know the answer. By the way, everybody else also peeped the answer because of some of the pieces. I'm done with Felipe. That was obviously someone he hooked up with. Kendra says, I clocked that too. Miss Carla says, I've been waiting. That's what she was saying. Literally. Kat says, full cartoon heart eyes for him, which is what it kind of.
Yeah.
I thought it was just me. I'm like, well, maybe I'm just, you know. Maybe. Okay, but apparently we
really cool with the mom because they all ride together. Maybe they did. I don't know if they rode together, but you already know the mom.
Maybe that story. But when I first met you, I thought you were, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was just smiling because the cameras were there.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay. Tori on the phone with her sister, though. Was this conversation any better?
Well, not really, because she's just giving her sister the highlights what happened at the couples retreat. But what's interesting is Tori says that she thinks Felipe could be her husband forever, mm-hmm. but just hates the dumb things that he says. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, when I said yesterday that there's just something about Tori, I just can't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
The way she looks, like the way she looks, I just don't think she likes him.
Mm.
I think that she's already kind of decided in her head.
But I mean, we saw this before, right? And the fact that she'll sit there and think things through, right?
Yeah.
Or people will say that she just won't speak up first. Or like Kendra says, bland Tori. Sly says Tori should have been gone. There are many. There are many things that could have told her to go away. She didn't. She sat. She thought. Remember when she was just like, "No, that's for him to figure out. That's not for me to do."
Right.
And that's the issue, right? So I think that's what you're seeing in that sense. Is it that she is in actress mode? Probably not. It's just that she's that person that sits and thinks before she says anything. D. Michelle says Tori's too boring for him and he's too immature for her. Yeah, but she's not.
I could see that. But that's but I think
Marissa
that's
the kiss.
Well, true, but I think that's the thing that why I think the experts put them together. Mm-hmm. It's about balance. Yeah, he's likes to party, he's wild. She kind of brings that level of control there.
Yes.
Supposed to.
Okay. The thing about it to me is I still blame the experts. Because with Felipe and with Adam, they shouldn't have shown us what they showed us.
Right.
Because all they showed us was this was not serious. You didn't expect them to. They were cast for drama.
Of course. That's if the experts went and found some really great couples that just
all
went up working out, be boring. We wouldn't be watching this.
At least fool me. Make me halfway believe that you're trying to make these people work. Mm. Boo to the matchmakers. You know, we do see them back in the apartment, and Tori tells us that she feels they are stronger. Her and Felipe are stronger after the couple's retreat.
I'm not feeling that.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling that. And it's nice that he made that little picture collage of them from just a lot of their life things that's happened since they met at the wedding.
Right.
But I'm just not seeing it. But he tells her that he can feel himself falling for her, and she completes him in so many ways. But yet, when, on move out day, he's still going, I'm trying to fight this fear of commitment.
When you have to fight that, he's saying everything he need. You know what? He's pulling a Mecca. Come on, let's call it. He's pulling a Mecca.
Doing what he can to get her to say no. That way it's not on him.
Exactly.
Possibly.
Exactly. Because next time we see them, is decision day, right? Mm-hmm. And as Felipe is talking, the look on Tori's face, which is the thumbnail for this. By the way, she's got pretty eyes. great shot of her eyes. Good job. Yeah. However, the look on her face, what did it tell you?
She looked disgusted. Mm. Or it was just like looking through him, like she just can't wait to get this over with. And so Felipe is pouring his heart out. Mm-hmm. He tells her of all the things he could think to want in a wife and a partner, she has it in spades. Mm. And just keeps telling her how incredible she is. And the whole time, she's just looking like, mm-hmm. It's like no emotion, no nothing in her face.
Kitty, you're wrong. you're throwing your guess out early, Penelope, because when Tori speaks, after Felipe gets done, she drops a ton of bricks on Felipe and leaves us with a hell of a cliffhanger, right? But did you notice what she said when they started off?
Yeah.
Let's see if you heard the same thing I heard.
Are we talking about when she said, I liked you?
Yes, I really liked you.
Past tense. Yeah.
And this is why I keep the closed caption on so I can make sure I catch all the words. Because I might have missed it if I was just listening to it.
Yeah, yeah. Light. That's not a... When you're having that conversation about the future of a relationship and someone says, you know, I really did love you.
Yes.
They're about to break up with you.
Yeah. And you know that's what it was. Ms. Carla says the acting was superb. Here's the question. Because she said, let's just keep things honest. The minute she said that, he laughed because he knew what was about to happen. Mm.
Yeah, this cliffhanger they left us on. Because apparently they had a conversation after move out. Mm-hmm. And he dropped a bomb on her that wasn't on camera.
Right.
But I'm wondering, like, what did he say?
Okay, let's go there. What do you think? Drop it in the live crew. Drop it in the live chat. Replay gang, you drop it in the comments. What do you think this cliffhanger is? What did Felipe say to Tori when he called her off camera, knowing the camera folks were sleeping? He probably woke her ass up. Hey, baby, let me tell you something. We're getting some of these already. Deja says he probably cheated and thought it wasn't a big deal. Toya says, y'all think he asked for an open marriage? That was my guess.
See, I don't. So, because keep in mind, what Tori said is what you told me. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's normal? Mm-hmm. So, you cheated on somebody. It's normal. It's not like this abnormal deal. And then...
Normal.
I mean, it's not right, but I'm just saying that people know that happens. That's not a shock. Like, oh my God, he cheated. Like, that happens. Uh-huh. An open marriage in this day and age in 2026, it's normal. There's so many people out there that are in these ethically non-monogamous relationships, open marriages. It's a normal thing. It's like, you don't get shocked when you hear it. No. Like back in the 90s, you'd be like, you done what? That's crazy. Now you're like, oh, okay. Cool.
Maybe you, but you saw the way when she said, okay, take a provocative picture, and she tried to take one just fake kissing with Marissa. Marissa was about to, you know, give her a real kiss. And she's like, whoa, what are you doing? That's not Tori, okay? So therefore, for her, that's not normal. It's like if somebody's back in my dating days was like, Yanni, do you like to be tied up in an S&M? I'm like, hell no. Is that normal? And you, on the other hand, would be like...
Yeah. Hands on the front or hands on the back? Like, how are we doing this?
Ken
says my safe word's asparagus.
Ken says he asked for an open relationship or a threesome. That could be one. Pimp named Slipback, thank you for the super chat, says he 100% asked her for an open marriage. That is my thought straight up. That's what it was. And I'm seeing that quite a lot, even though Kevin, I knew somebody was going to say something like that. Keedy says, I think he impregnated someone. Mm.
But getting somebody pregnant is normal. It's not an abnormal thing.
Not normal.
I mean, it's not abnormal to be like, oh, you got somebody pregnant? I just don't see it.
High Vibe says he got drunk and hooked up with Caitlin. Sly says he said he hooked up with Caitlin, Courtney, and Dr. Paz.
Jesus. That's why Dr. Paz got to catch it.
Dr. Paz is happily married. Just like Paul is. Keedy, he likes men too. I knew somebody was going to say that too. I don't know why people thought that. Maybe drugs or addiction. He's cheated or at least thought. Well, Karen, she already knows he's thought about it.
Yeah.
He's enough. He said that. And by the way, Toya says open marriage ain't normal to me. It ain't for me either, because I'm
not for me.
I ain't sharing shit.
Yeah, it's not for me. But I'm just saying, I'm not shocked if I hear about it. Like, it's a crazy. Oh my God, you're doing what? I mean, it's common. It's happening a whole lot more than people think.
Kevin, thank you for not leaving me out here by myself. Damn, cheating is normal. There's Terrell over here making us all look bad.
I'm not saying it's normal to cheat. It's just when you hear someone cheat, you're not shocked.
I'm going to get off this podcast and have to go answer some questions, because this mug, we decided he want to go say some dumb shit like that.
I pulled a Felipe, put my foot in my mouth.
Matter of fact, she's standing right now with a shoe in her hair. What was Terrell talking about?
She giving you the sign, wrap this up.
And I'm like, no, we'll be on for another hour, baby. Oh, my God. And please let us know what else you think, man. What do you think it was that he told her? I think overwhelmingly most people think that he said he was an open marriage. By the way, I did see this earlier, too. Coach Run said, I have a soft spot for Adam because I used to be Adam at one point in my life.
Coach, I can see that. I mean, you're... A lot of the comments you talk about your athleticism, things that you're into.
Yeah.
To get to that point, I think you probably had to.
Yeah.
Be very disciplined the way Adam is. But hopefully you just weren't obnoxious about it.
Yeah. And Chocolate Suda said this earlier, with Sean saying, let's use the tools. Sean is not beating those Pascal allegations.
Mm. We'll see.
Look, tomorrow we've got a couple things to go. All right. So we've got episode 7 of Love is Blind UK, episode 8. And then this tells me that 9 and 10, based on where they've been already on that, 9 and 10 is going to be those weddings, right?
Yeah.
And decisions. So we're probably going to do that on its. You want to do that Thursday?
We can do that one together on Thursday.
All right. So we'll do that live on Thursday. So let's see. We'll do 7 on Monday, 8 on Tuesday. And then we'll do 9 and 10 together on Thursday. And, of course, we're back here to find out what the hell Felipe told Tori on Friday and get the rest of the decisions for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know how many. Are they dropping three this week, too? Or is it only two?
Well, because we're at decision day now. So it should be. It should be two. It should be decision day and the reunion.
Well, decision day might take a couple episodes. You know, they like to drag that crap out. So we'll figure that one.
I wonder how they can drag two episodes out of, what, five couples?
Challenge accepted. All right, I'm getting it. It's two. Yes, they're saying two episodes left. So at least they're going to drop it into two episodes. And then we'll get the reunion after that one. And don't forget, Love Island reunions coming up. Yeah, all these are going to be live, Sinan's fans. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
All lives. Yeah. So we'll be here. Hope you guys will be too. By the way, before you exit, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shouts.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.